What up, world? It's your boy VJ, and we here for a Thanksgiving special. I got my co-host with me. What up, man?
What's going on?
We also got a couple special guests in the building.
One special guest and a ghost.
And a ghost. we got a special guest and an audience member today. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Antoine Moore, alias Creative La Biz. I'm an audio engineer, entrepreneur, a lot of shit, a philanthropist, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, who did you help from the community? Fuck that. Name one nigga you helped.
A lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I do a whole lot of shit.
Everybody throw out philanthropists now that Nipsey going and shit. You ain't helped one nigga. What are you saying?
He said, check my resume, man.
They gave me a ride from school one time. That's a
legend. Yeah, I give out free rides. You know what I'm saying?
Helping the youth.
That's a fact. So, most of the world will know him as Creative La Biz.
Yeah.
Put out a crazy album last year.
Much respect.
Very dope album.
Very nice.
Last year. You want to tell us a little bit about the project before we get into it?
Man, it was just about, you know what I mean, growing up in L.A. and, you know what I mean, all the shit that you go through, you know what I mean? It is like, it's a dope place because it's a place of dreams, but it's also like, the hoodest place you can ever be in, you know what I'm saying? We started all of that shit that they doing, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It's a tale about all that. And it's crazy because the hoods is 15 minutes away from Bel Air, you know what I mean? The biggest houses ever, you know what I mean?
$20 million
houses. Yeah, it's 10 minutes away from the poorest part of the city, you know what I mean? So, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's dope. It's definitely got a lot of very well-balanced album.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of different sounds and you produced a lot too, didn't you?
Yeah, I produced all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Like, it's really a dope all around album, and you know, make sure y'all check it out, Creative La Biz. Okay.
When's the next project coming out?
I just been working on producing for other people right now, man. Just been in my bag. I've been working with my boy from 808 Mafia, Perps. Yeah, man, we got a lot of shit going on. You know, he's starting his label, Grateful Music. So, you know what I mean? I've just been in there working and, you know what I mean, getting shit going. So.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on your own studio, right?
Yeah. I do. It's 8-Wave Studios. You know what I mean? It's in Canoga Park. And I just be getting busy with all type of artists. You know what I mean? And some dope-ass artists, too. I produce a lot of their shit, too. So, I'll be putting out, you know what I mean, stuff with them and do. I think I'm gonna do like a compilation tape with like all the artists that I've done.
Oh, you DJ Khaled now?
Yeah, I gotta get that Khaled money. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get that Khaled money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Khaled's actually smart. You know what I'm saying? With that, that's like a whole nother bag right
there.
That's
the way to do it right there.
Who would you say are your top influences on like your music right now, or like not even right now, like just getting you into music overall?
I would say all of the West Coast people, you know what I mean? First of all, I got to start with my pops because he was like the first, you know what I mean, person to put me up on music because he was signed to Def Jam, you know what I mean? And he was like the first West Coast artist signed to Def Jam, you know, his name
before
is
Before Warren G?
Before Warren G.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the first one to come out of Compton. And then like it started like a whole wave. He was on tour with DJ Quick, you know what I mean? So like it was like a dope ass thing. I met Warren G and all that, like and all those people like as a kid, you know what I mean? So it was like it's super crazy, and then that kind of like influenced me. But then like as far as like music, like production, on the production side, like Pharrell, shit, I'm gonna go super old school and say Roy Ayers, because like you know what I mean, like
that's vintage,
right?
Bro's like fucking fire. If you listen to any of the records that he did, crazy, you know what I mean? Like, and that's like because I like the 70s style music. I picked up guitar, I'm trying to like get to that level, you know what I mean?
Because
I sample they shit all the time, so it's like, yo, you might as well work to be like that, you know what I mean?
So now you're on a more instrumental tip.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know what I mean, you get sued for a lot of money if you sample.
Yeah, the best way to make money is to be original and do your own thing and, you know, create your own or, you know, have your own skill set, so,
And now what a lot of people don't know, though, I had this meeting with my boy. The labels is gonna start putting out the track outs for samples, but they meta tagged them.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Right. Now, if you use them shits,
they know.
They, even if they meta tag the drums, yeah, too.
It so, pops up. Yeah. Hey, you know, that's crazy because that goes the same way. I think they did the same thing with YouTube videos.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where, like, you upload a video, and if you take even a video clip, it don't have to even be music at this point. Mm-hmm. But if you take a video with the same, it matches the same sound waves from a different video clip, they flag it.
Yeah,
crazy. And you gotta prove that you own the rights to it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's what they do with the boxing matches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the...
Yeah, like, even when I tried to... This is when Floyd Mayweather was fighting. I tried to, like, Facebook live stream it so, like, other people could see it because I bought it.
Right.
Philanthropist. But,
Yeah. See, I'm a philanthropist.
That philanthropy, you know what I'm saying?
Gunshots for that shit. yeah, I tried... This was before he was even about to retire. I think this might have been the Pacquiao fight. Mm-hmm. And like because of like the stuff the announcers were saying, like Facebook like flagged it like as I was like streaming it. Like,
damn,
it was
crazy. That's wild.
So yeah, it definitely happens. Yeah. It definitely happens.
They on top of it for sure. Because if they feel like you can make some money from it, they gonna block your ass.
They
like...
need the money. That's it.
Right. We debate here all the time. What's your top five favorite albums all time?
Oh, damn. You know it's crazy. Yeah. I was just a lot of people don't name this album, but Chicken and Beer. Chicken and Beer is in that.
Chicken and Beer in that
Luda. Top five. Yeah. I was just listening to that shit the other day. I'm gonna say Ludacris, Chicken and Beer is not in order, but that's one. Young Jeezy, Thug Motivation 101.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Let me see.
Air Force is Snoop Dogg. One of those underrated songs.
Dog pound, yeah. The dog, but I forgot which dog pound it was though.
Like the first album, like when it was all on Death Row still.
Nah, this was like. You know what? I'm gonna go. Nah, I'm gonna say dog pound. I'm gonna say Eastsiders.
The Eastsiders. Okay.
Eastsiders album was crazy.
Okay.
So that's three. Jay-Z. The Gift and the Curse album.
Okay.
That album's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? And then five. What's the five? I don't know what the five is. Let me see. I'm going to have to pick an R&B album.
Interesting.
I'm going
to
say.
I
have to pick R&B album. Yeah. I'm going to say.
Genuine.
Not Genuine? Not
no, Genuine. Shit.
So anxious. Is in this
No, I'm going to say.
Antoine, nigga, don't hate on So Anxious. That shit was hard.
Yeah, it was a cut.
No, it was. I'm gonna say Erykah Badu's first album.
Ooh, it's crazy. Interesting. Yeah. No Lauryn Hill or like.
Damn, see, it's hard to pick five.
What about Wayne? You know, I mean, Wayne had a big influence.
I don't. You know, what's crazy is that I used to get the
Wayne
biggest...
didn't have an influence on real Inglewood niggas.
I feel like he paid the way for everybody.
No, not on Inglewood niggas. They thought he was false flag. This is a term I learned. I found out what false flagging was, and I was just like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna say that on the podcast."
Hey, I don't want no blood niggas from Lil Wayne's gang to try to prove they are blood.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm
just, we still don't even know. Where
no, fuck that.
We don't know. Rich said he's really from.
That nigga false flagging out here, cuz.
We just told us he was the blood and we believe.
No, I like the first Carter. That shit was crazy.
The Carter one.
Yeah.
Oh, the one Gilly wrote. That was the first one.
See, man.
We'll
this
see. This guy
Philly
over
niggas.
Here.
Yeah. Philly niggas always take the credit away.
Yeah. 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 Get all that. That nigga,
hey, you know, like, you.
He false flagging alien right now.
You know what's crazy? I hate when people say that there's writers because I study people's styles.
Yeah.
And I listen back and I be like, damn, he did write that shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Steel Dre. Jay-Z wrote that.
Yeah, Jay-Z wrote that, yeah.
And then when I listened back, I was like...
Yeah, definitely did.
Yeah.
Damn, he wrote that motherfucker. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
I think everybody said that, though. I think Snoop confirmed that. He said, like, when he wrote, it just wasn't
it. But you could tell by somebody, by the cadence, the delivery, right? And then, like,
niggas called me out. They said Cassidy wrote my freestyle last week. Because he did.
You freestyle Cassidy bars?
I did.
Hey, look, I did. I had a homie, right?
I stay around more crack than chat.
I had a homie. I ain't going to say his name.
I stay around more crack than chat.
Cassidy got bars. Yeah,
he got bars. That's the thing. Like, you know, back in the day when I used to rap battle and stuff like that, I remember. Yeah, you know.
Hey, BJ was nice, though.
Little Sasha. Hey,
do you remember it was the dude who used to do the 2 Chainz parodies?
What are you talking about, Antoine?
You don't remember that?
No, bro.
There was this nigga.
That was BJ.
I'll show you a little bit. You know,
he used to do the.
I'll show you the serious stuff and then the funny stuff.
It's funny because when I first met him, I was like, "That's the nigga that did the 2 Chainz shit." Brittany was like, "Yeah, that's him. That's him. That's the 2 Chainz
shit." That's funny. That's how you popping out here. Yeah, you know.
This nigga's subway
rap. Right. That's the nigga that do the 2 Chainz shit.
But look, so like, you know, back in the day, I used to rap battle, right? And like, I remember one time it was me and the homies, and we somehow ended up battling some cats, and like my boy. Who it's kind of like a 2-on-2, right? 2v2,
okay.
Two guys, and then me and my boy, and I spit off a little freestyle, something, right? Right?
Kind of
get him warmed up.
He was like, "Yo, first off, fuck your bitch, hey, and you claim."
And then
DJ nigga with the big gun. I pull this shit out.
He was like, "Rat."
My homie, so I spit my bars, right? Mm. And then my homie start flowing, and he going, "Oh, boo, 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 boo." And I'm like, "Damn, this shit is hard." And then I start hearing it, and in my head, like, you know when you hear something, you start finishing off the sentences and shit.
Like, you know this
and
shit
I'm
heard.
Like, "Oh, this is Cassidy." And so the whole crowd is going crazy, right? Because he said some shit that... And it is like, ooh, like bars. So we leave. I said, nigga, you spit some Cassidy bars. He said, "Shh, don't tell nobody."
Nigga.
I was like, yo.
You're cheating again.
I know niggas used to do that. I used to know niggas that take it so serious. They used to write their bars down on a piece of paper. And then niggas would steal somebody else's shit, though.
That's
steal the paper, the whole paper.
Never that serious.
That's wild.
That's funny.
That's wild.
Niggas are stealing out here. Like, I did steal a Cassidy freestyle last week. That's funny. Yeah,
like,
I did.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
Yeah.
When you're back
niggas be stealing my shit, too.
Hey.
I heard somebody else say, "First off, fuck your bitch in the shit you clip." That was me.
You started that?
I said that.
That was
back
you?
I said
huh?
that.
That was you?
I said that Damn. Shit, son.
Okay.
I couldn't have been.
Dead ass.
Yeah, that's funny.
Dead ass. I said that shit, yo. Anybody else you heard say that shit? It was after I said it.
That's
when
wild.
I was 8 years old and shit.
Yeah.
Really, niggas. Always trying to take credit.
Always trying to take some credit. Well, you know, it is Thanksgiving Day. Mm. All right. Hope y'all with y'all families enjoying.
Fuck that. We've been drinking, staying
blessed.
We've been drinking Coquito all day.
Got the Coquito all day.
Your family don't love you if the mac and cheese is in a crock pot. Let's talk about it.
What?
What the fuck?
Facts.
Why are they serving mac and cheese in the crock pot? Why is anything served in the crock pot?
Right. Why this shit fire in the crock pot?
No, nigga.
Roast beef.
The mac and cheese.
Hey,
the roast beef.
Like that.
Some chicken stew.
But the mac and
like...
cheese is not supposed to
I've
be
never
in the crock pot.
I've never seen
nah,
that.
You gotta bake your mac and cheese.
Nah.
You gotta bake your mac and cheese.
You saw that on Pinterest.
Hey, but that's the shit. Yeah, you've never seen that.
I have seen it. One of my coworkers did that shit.
It's like Chef Boyardee.
Brought it to work.
At least, I mean, the thing is, you're not gonna see that at no black Thanksgiving.
Nah, she was black though.
Oh,
she was
that's
black.
Was she whitewashed? Like,
nah, she was like black.
She green bean
like,
casserole.
She from Inglewood. Like she from the jungle. And shit.
She green bean casserole.
She might.
She from Culver City.
Yeah, right. She from the Culver City.
Yeah,
side.
Culver City.
West side, far west side, Inglewood.
Culver City is really nice now.
My teacher told me she was from West Side one time and did this, nigga.
Still up to three.
This nigga put up three fingers. No, for real though. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of football on, and a lot of these football players they get to go home to their families.
No, fuck that.
Some of
the nigga Patrick Patterson called black woman bulldogs.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is this?
This was this week sometime.
Yeah. So, NFL player, right?
He's a basketball player.
I don't know if he's still on the roster,
but he played for the Clippers last.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Patrick who?
Patterson.
Yeah.
Patrick Patterson.
Yeah, he one of them lanky goofball niggas that only get white.
So bitches. he plays in the NBA for the Clippers.
I don't know if he's still.
It was a context. He was just like, these bitches are bulldogs. He was like,
nah, like apparently, that's a good question. What did he say? Apparently, it was on Instagram. And he married a basic Becky. I'm sorry, he married a Caucasian woman. Mm. Basic Becky.
Thank you for being politically correct.
Yeah.
Fuck them white bitches. Anyway, we're gonna have to edit that out. Edit point 15:10. you're not hilarious. So in defending himself marrying a basic Becky. Somebody in his comments commented on it, and it was like, he said something to the respect of,
here we go. I got it right here.
Oh, here we go. He got
this. So he posted a picture with his, white wife, right?
Mm-hmm. Basic Becky.
He said, in all the world, there's no heart, for me like yours. In all the world, there's no love for you like mine. Happy anniversary. Okay, whatever.
She alright though.
Somebody.
Nah. She alright though. Like, nah,
somebody left a comment. Smashing. And then he responded and said, true, if I never made it to the NBA, I would never met her while playing for Toronto. But why it matter? Love is love at the end of the day. This is not the whole
nigga,
context.
Nigga, she don't love you.
Oh, so here, this is what he says. So then I guess somebody responded and said, but it's not though, bro. You grew up loving our women. Why wait till you get some real money for your perspective? And even if it wasn't in the NBA, or if you worked at Walmart in Toronto, you wouldn't stand a chance, bro. You just became another statistic. I bet she's the only one in her family history to date a black. Stay woke, my guy. But then he responded and said, so should I settle for a bulldog and act like I'm happy with my life and preach? Keep it in your race to the world as if Dr. King didn't fight/die for equality, acceptance, all cultures, loving one another.
Then he
and
threw
no
in
hate.
Dr. King on.
But he didn't
no,
say that black women.
Thanks.
Were
bro, he
didn't say
he
black
definitely
women.
Wears two tone wristbands and fucking shell chains.
Mm-hmm. And he did. He
on a regular, bro.
So apparently he put out a statement after that. I didn't know that.
I read the statement.
He said, I want to address my use of the word bulldog during a conversation with someone who I felt was making disrespectful remarks about my wife and our relationship. I responded with the same, making a cruel comment on his wife's physical stature. I know that two wrongs don't make it right, but I let my emotions get the better of me in the heat of the moment. For that, I apologize to him, his wife, and the rest of his family for the hurtful and cruel comments made on that day.
But he did, because that's what he was referring to.
As I did in the rest of the conversation thread multiple times, I will clarify again that I was not using the term as a reference to black women. That is not at all how I feel, but I do not need to justify to the world that I love my black people. I have no animosity or bitterness towards any race. I believe in love and equality.
I mean, but like, he not the first person to do it.
I mean,
to get money and get a white woman.
So yeah, like, that's a good point.
Like, yo, he definitely not the first person to do that shit. But
not gonna be the last. Either.
He said that shit, and if we look at like historically, like the most famous black and white couple of all time, it didn't work out. I mean, he Who's killed her? That bitch. OJ and Nicole. What the fuck is you talking about? That's the most dead ass.
I'm like, I'm thinking they just broke up.
Nah, that's the most famous. That's the most famous interracial relationship of all time, right?
Damn.
Right or wrong?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
How'd that work out for you?
I don't know if it's famous.
Yeah. Famous, infamous, most well known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's crazy.
You want to say Kim and Kanye? How Kanye doing right now?
I think
that would
be the most famous.
Kanye, I don't know, man. Yeah,
no, you can't go on this ledge. Yeah, you might need him. Yeah. I'm going to go on this ledge. The nigga name not even Kanye no more. It's Kunye.
Kunye.
We not fucking with dude. Yeah, that nigga lost everything as soon as he started fucking with him. Nigga has zero musical talent at this point.
I like the closed, yeah, on, I like closed on Sunday song. Is
every
pretty
hour.
Good.
You feel me? Like,
nah,
so
don't
hard.
Feel you.
But that's the thing, though. Why?
I don't feel
So let me ask a question. Why do we see so many black artists or athletes or talented people date outside their race?
It's what they want all their life.
With mainly white women.
I tell you why. Because
I'll tell you the truth after y'all done.
No, I tell you the reason why. All right, so look. If you think about the stem of everything, right? Like, if you go back to, like, the 1920s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had, like, you had to be something. You know what I mean? You had to be, like, a banker or something like that because it was a need for it. There's still a need for it now. You have to be a doctor. You have to strive to be something that was great. You know what I'm saying? So in that regard, if you are an artist or like an athlete or something that is like a dream-based type thing,
yeah.
Our women are kind of like, nigga, I don't have time for you to, you know what I mean?
Pursue your dream.
Pursue your dream type shit. And that's kind of like instilled in them because they seen their mom do it to their, you know, their dad and like things like that. And it starts like that. So if you're in that household, you see how your mom reacts to some of the shit that your dad is talking about. So like when they get a white girl and the white girl's privileged, so anything that they do, the parents are like, yeah, go ahead and try it. We got the money for that shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? They can take that risk. So I think it's like kind of like when they get that, they see like, oh, damn, she not pushing me. Like, right. You know what I mean? She not telling me that I have to do it by next week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she cool.
Yeah.
So they kind of get, I guess they kind of get like cool with that. That lenience. Me, I need that shit because like, I need the pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I enjoy it. I like to feel like somebody is pushing me.
Yeah, because you better each other. They don't like that type of shit. Like, that's, you know, crazy. What I mean? If you think about it, like, that's kind of like what it is. They just want the easy road.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think that's kind of what it is. And also, you got to think, they want to fuck other bitches. I'm just going to say it like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that's what it is. You know what I mean? They just be like, fuck it, she ain't going to trip if I cheat.
Ain't nobody cheat with you.
Man, hey. I think that's the real reason, bro. Like, they just, she ain't going to know. You know what I mean? She ain't going to be stupid through, but she ain't going to care.
But that's in the long run, though. But at the same time, like, that's the only type of women that are in that social circle. Like, they keep them isolated. They don't let black women in those social circles.
That's crazy.
What you mean? Like,
you're not going to see black women at these clubs that these NBA players is going to like that.
Mm.
Like, they're not in the same social clubs and golf courses that these niggas is going to every week.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because...
Like, they're not meeting these black women.
I don't understand how all these people, all our black athletes and black entertainers have all this money and we don't have our Mecca, like...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why we don't have our own golf course? Why we playing golf?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Why don't I'm saying?
Like, why we don't have a basketball
why don't
retreat?
Have more communities.
Yeah, yeah, you know what
why
I'm saying?
Aren't
like,
there more communities where you know it's okay for every other race to have a town, a city, a area?
Right. Yeah. These motherfuckers is moving in the Baldwin Hills.
This is my
theory,
bro. I think black people are selfish, bro.
But you know, part
they're
of
not
the, I mean,
selfish. That's the problem.
Well, no, I mean, not, I agree
if
to an extent.
If they were more selfish, then this wouldn't be happening.
But I agree
but
to an extent.
No, we allow other people to be part of the culture. That's why Post Malone is the number one artist right now.
But
because
see,
we allow
but
other
I,
people
I see
to
what,
be part
I see
of
what
culture.
Jordan's saying because, like, when you think about the people that do get on, a lot of times,
don't say
like,
his name. He's supposed to be the Phantom Voice.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually, as a producer,
Phantom J.
I'm actually a fan of Post Malone. He's really good.
I fuck with Post Malone.
I'm actually a fan. I fuck that nigga.
I got
but
some on crazy.
Record. I get what the ghost. I get what the ghost is saying because
the ghost of Christmas past.
There's a lot of cats in our community that when they get on, they not trying to tell nobody their secrets, right? How they made it. Right,
that's been
part of the struggle is constantly keeping each other down. But in other communities, in the Asian community, for example, what do
they
do?
They all pulling each other up.
They always
group
they're teaching.
Fuck that, the Spanish
right.
community, bro. If
same
niggas
thing.
Is down and bad, nigga, everybody coming to the same house.
Same
it's
house.
Eight niggas in the living room
right
now.
Right.
Sleeping.
Right. Facts.
Black people, they don't give a fuck, nigga. If you broke, you gotta get on.
Yeah. That's and so good. So that is something that we gotta overcome. And you know, that's part of, I think, what we all here trying to do in a way, in our own facet, is to help uplift each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as these athletes and these talents go, it, I know part of it is they go to these big universities and they're surrounded by majority.
They go to these
white
universities.
White women. Yeah, right?
Keep it real.
Yeah, but that's where all the money is, right?
That's
what's paying for their scholarships.
That's cool.
Right? So they surrounded by all
they
these
get
people
them same
and these girls,
from HBCU,
these girls are targeting them. You know they know. They're like, oh, all I got to do is be nonchalant.
These WBs know what they're doing, yo.
So
yeah,
they do.
They know who's gonna be the starting quarterback.
But that's the thing. Like Antoine said, we, you know, for him, he needs somebody that's gonna push him. He don't need no laid back person.
I mean, that's why you see what happened to Robert Griffin.
All three of us here.
Hey, yeah, that shit is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. That nigga took a family Christmas photo with no shape up.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen with a black woman.
But look, but look. So then, in context, look at how Russell Wilson has changed.
Right, that nigga's a different. Russell Wilson looking like that nigga now that he got a black girl
playing like an MVP. That's a
fact. And you see, LeBron been on top like 20 fucking years.
Yeah,
he got a black girl.
You know what? You know what else? I blame the media because I do believe there are plenty of players and whoever like that have black relationships,
right?
Mm-hmm. They just don't show them as much, I feel like. Or the people that they make famous are the ones with they feel like because they have an interracial relationship, they can appease more communities.
That's true. I think the blacker
your
spouse is, the better you play.
Yeah, that's a fact. It's crazy that you said that too. I think also too, it'd be agents and shit like that too. Mm-hmm. Like if you think about it like that, right? So like in that aspect, were you saying? We say it again.
That the media, you know, they see that these interracial relationships can please and, you know, make, they can reach broader communities.
Oh, reach broader communities. Okay, so like that's what I'm saying. Like so, access, right? So if you're an agent, I probably think they're like, yo, you know what I mean? What's this? You know what I mean? Family gonna do for you. You need to be over here with this family because they have this door. Right. He's the owner of this gym.
Right.
He's the owner of, you know what I mean? He's in there with Nike. You know what I mean? Like these type of things that they're kind of like. I think that also plays a part because they're thinking like, damn, I need to be around these people that can further me. You know what I mean? It's always about money. You know what I mean? At the end of the thing, and it's a fucked up thing because it's about money and power.
Yeah.
But if we did that and took it into our hands, like we control this. We are the athletes. We are the musicians. We are the flavor. You know what I mean?
It just takes patience. They're not used to
that. They don't understand the heritage. You know what I'm saying?
And I want to make this clear that I don't care who you date. Like I don't care that you know, if you date outside your race and you love that person, your significant other, you love them for who they are.
I don't care if you get a little white box on the side.
I don't give a damn. But the fact is,
box.
A lot of the times when that happens and people press you for it, you feel like you have to degrade and downplay black women, you know, in that same, you know, same extent.
Yeah.
And that's not a problem. Like there's no reason for that. They didn't do nothing to you. And if you traumatized, you got PTSD from your upbringing or your mom or your relatives, like that's your own personal problem. But that doesn't mean every black woman is like that.
Yeah, that black woman is going to stand behind you no matter what's going on with you. We've seen that historically.
You know?
We've seen that historically. And a lot of the time, these black dudes, these white women, they going downhill.
They are.
Michael Jordan was on top when he had a black woman. He got this white one. His team ain't shit.
MJ, OJ,
I'm glad Tiger. I'm glad he ain't got Tiger. The idea to start doing new designs. He'll fuck everything up. You know, I'm going to go back and put out some new retros.
Or Latinx.
Fuck it all up.
Right? It's like, no, I'm just talking shit, but it can be true.
Yeah.
There's a little truth in
sarcasm. I'm really trying to find an interracial relationship that we're talking pretty sneaky around, bro.
You want to say Jock Rivers with them fucked up kids?
I don't think there's anything. Yeah, like you said, there's nothing wrong with interracial relationships.
Nah, like
it's just you just knowing, like, you know what I mean, what it is and what you're getting into, and understanding that it's just, you know what I mean. If it was about the love, then you would say that.
Right. Don't downplay other people just to build up your own relationship. Right. Like, that's wrong. Bro.
Like I like the way Becky makes my mac and cheese in the crock pot.
No, yeah.
You know, it's another thing to like. It's probably like he hearing a lot of criticism from everybody else. So like that one nigga, bro.
Yeah,
like
he felt
like I gotta snap him.
He felt some type of
way. He said that he looked at his wife and saw that she was ugly as fuck and called her a bulldog. Yeah. I feel him.
She might have been.
He gotta be smart. Like he gotta be aware of
it's his context. He gotta say yo bitch is a bulldog.
Right. You gotta be clear.
You gotta be clear on what you're saying.
Well, he didn't say that.
Or just you gotta just get off.
Because the dude,
social media is not for everybody.
Right. Bro. Because the dude that responded to him was addressing the fact that he was dating a white girl. Yeah. Right. So then when you just say, "Oh, you rather me date a bulldog?" It's like, my nigga, like, who you talking about?
Like, I'm not.
You talking about my wife, or you talking about a whole group of people?
No, I would go press him on that. I had to see that nigga. I got daughters. I got nieces. Right. That's gonna hear that shit.
Right.
Like, they need to know that they more beautiful than these basic Beckys. Yeah. Because they are. So it's just a matter of time.
Basic Becky, all right. Like,
she all basic, right. Though.
I know.
Like I said, there's no right, problem with it. Becky. But don't downplay the situation as if.
I mean, if you like flat ass and pancakes with light syrup, that's on you.
They get thicker.
Right. Syrup. We like a full breakfast
in
the morning.
They get thicker, though. They start to look like a bowl of grits.
Yeah, they surgically enhanced. These motherfuckers is Thanksgiving turkeys. Like, these motherfuckers are surgically enhanced.
So you don't like Twinkies? You don't fuck with Twinkies?
Twinkies smart. That is funny. Twinkies are
tripping. Y'all niggas is off.
Nah, I mean, that's where we at with it.
Yeah.
I mean, so what's y'all wrap it up. What y'all think? I think he was fouled for that?
I think he fucked up for not, you know what I mean, being specific in what he was saying. And he kind of like, it was kind of like, what they call it, a Freudian slip. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he let out his feelings.
How he felt.
How he really felt subconsciously. And he got to check the way he feels subconsciously. Yeah. Because,
or just get off,
you know what I mean? And too, like, not to say this, but it's kind of weird. But I'm going to say this, though. Right? And
Don't get yourself in trouble.
No, it's not going to get me in trouble. Right,
sorry, bro.
Like, dark-skinned dudes kind of, like, go that way because, you know what I mean?
That's definitely going to get you in trouble.
No. Think about this, though. I feel you know where I'm going, right?
Here.
So, like I'm the only light skinned dude in my family. You know what I'm saying? My whole family is chocolate, beautiful chocolate. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But some people don't see it that way. Like, they'll get clowned. Like,
they have
PTSD. you super black. You know what I mean? Like, and some of the girls will say that shit, too.
They're so used to being degraded themselves that they're trying to get as far away from it as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's already...
They call me a Slim Jim, nigga.
Fucking... Tootsie Roll?
No, are you taking this? I was going to say Twix.
Yeah,
they said this nigga look like a Snickers ball.
They ever say you look like floating
every fucking
tea?
Chocolate in the book, nigga. I've never, like, I didn't even know what 100 gram was. They called me that shit, bro. That
see,
shit hurt me to my core, nigga.
But
I got over it, bro. But then I got over it, bro, because I realized.
At least
bro,
you ain't got acne.
Yeah, but
because you're a Crunch Bar.
But
that's what I'm
saying. but I'm saying
exactly,
we are the starters of jokes. You have to have thick skin. You know what I mean?
Right.
Growing up,
we,
you know
we
what
had
I'm
to
saying?
Laugh
but
at a lot
I
mean, of like,
some people don't have that thick skin. So what happens is, when they start to get the looks from these, they like, oh shit, you know what I mean? They like me, they feeling me, you know what I'm saying? But they not understanding,
right.
So they not understanding the what's going on between it. So I think that plays a factor too.
Hey.
And it's crazy because if you ever, I don't want to go too deep on your podcast.
Go ahead.
If
let
you
it out.
Ever read the Willie Lynch letter, which is fucking crazy, it says that about that. Like it pins the light skin against darks. Older against younger,
right?
You get what I'm saying, and all of these things, women against the man. It's like basically an instruction manual on how to break a slave.
Mm.
My uncle made me read it. It's crazy to change your life.
That's
because
true.
You start to you it's understand. You understand what's in play. You get what I'm saying,
right?
And like a lot of people don't believe in it, but when I read this shit, I was like, oh okay,
this
is
wild.
Yeah,
I read it before. I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
it's divide. It's basically the same principles as Divide and Conquer.
And
if you've ever read The Art of War,
it's
talked about that
we
too.
Subconsciously do it. You know what I mean? And that's the effect of what we subconsciously do. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because you know what I mean. We don't run out of melatonin. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like. It's, I don't know.
But that's you know, and that's one thing I'll say for myself personally. You know, my wife laughs at me for it. Is you know, like one reason why I could never date someone outside of my race. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it per se, but it would come with a lot of like context and rules. I'm just afraid that if I show up on Thanksgiving. to their side of the family's dinner.
Dog on the table. It's gonna be a what?
You know, just the mac and cheese may not be hidden, right? Like Johnny said, it might be coming out the crock pot, you know, and
mac and cheese in
the main dish might be the green bean casserole and the
funny story, right? I should say
that again. No, hold on, before you go on that story, this nigga's biracial.
Hey, yeah, that's the cold part, right? Hey, but what do I identify with, right? I identify mostly with my black race.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? And you know, my family knows that. My mom, who is not black.
Those gold shoes, okay?
He was.
Hey,
he still is. But I'm proud of him.
He still is. He still got the Indian flavor.
Hell yeah.
Gold shoes. Shiny ass shoes.
My wedding ring is rose gold. I don't give a damn.
I'm going to take your black crown.
I'm
snatch
shit.
It.
Hey, low key, I want to do
that. I'm a deep fear of that stuff, you know?
I want to do the little thing, the little cotton swab. Or whatever, because I think like I
ain't doing it.
I did it.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I did it. I'm black.
I'm good.
I'm light as a motherfucking.
It's crazy, right? Because like my dad is black. My grandmother is black. You know what I mean? My granddad is black. But I got blue eyes. That shit wild. You know what I mean? It's like I be trying to find it. Like where did y'all get the?
I swear that shit was gonna say like 40% white. That shit said like 2%. I'm like. Different tribes of African that adds up to
92%. I feel like mine's not gonna be accurate.
I think I did hear that they go on your mom's side, which makes more sense for me.
Yeah,
really?
Because my mom's side is more black than my dad's side. Because like,
my shit gonna say all India.
You should do it and find out. Then we'll know for sure.
I'm trying to go to India though. Yeah, you went. You've been there before.
Huh? I haven't been to India. I've been to Singapore because that's where my mom was raised. Mm-hmm. So that's where all my family still is on her side.
I'm trying to go to the I forgot what it's called. I don't want to say the wrong name, but it's like a light festival.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the
name.
They do the little thing, the candles, the whole city.
They do that in Singapore.
The whole city's lit above the water, and it's like crazy. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I wonder what happened to that shit like afterwards.
We're trying to go back this coming year. So. We'll see, but if you ever get the chance, go to Singapore. It's well worth it, man. It's beautiful. It's amazing place. Mm-hmm. And really will kind of change your perspective, too.
That's a fact. We're going to wrap it up for this Thanksgiving special.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah. Appreciate y'all, man. Make sure to go to theblackamp.com to get your merchandise. Johnny, are we doing anything special for the buyers this weekend?
I think we're gonna have a special sale on Black Friday.
Okay.
I think we're gonna do something for Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think we may do something for Cyber Monday as well. So we may have something. Make sure you follow us at the Black Amp on Instagram.
We'll leave some details for how you can get some discounts this whole weekend.
Right. Follow VJ at VJ Tidwell.
Yeah.
Follow at JR. Antoine, what's your Instagram? I'm sorry, Creative La Biz.
It's Creative La Biz. CR8TVELABIZ.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And the studio?
It's 8 Wave Studios. That's at 8 Wave Studios. So it's 8 WAVE Studios. You feel me?
Okay.
Fam Ghost, you want to shout out your shit?
I'm chilling.
You chilling.
You got an Instagram.
This nigga been talking this whole time. I'm not going to do the podcast.
He has some shit to get off his chest.
Hey, and two, man, like, if y'all listening, man, just send all the followers my way, man. I'm tired of, like, you know what I mean, being in the studio with all these motherfuckers. They got 120,000 followers, and then I got to send these niggas my Instagram. After I done made fire ass beats with them and shit. With 1,000 followers.
Look, the climb is real,
right?
Man,
that shit be crazy, right?
Yeah, follow me at I am Diddy, you know what I'm saying?
I am Diddy.
Yeah, fact.
Hey, one year I was in Hawaii, right? And there was no Ciroc out there, right? I shit you not, bro. Like, Wiz out there, I was like, ain't no fucking Ciroc out here, right? I tweeted this to Diddy. I put his at, and I was like, bro, you slipping. You ain't got no motherfucking Ciroc in Hawaii. I promise you, the next day, all the stores were filled with Ciroc, bro. I was like, yo, I don't know if he had the power to do this type of shit. But that nigga's powerful.
Right.
That's wild.
The whole, I'm telling you.
Money will change anything.
That shit was crazy.
Shout out to Diddy. Shout out to Hov. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to Emery for my Rock Nation hat, too.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That was like 6 months ago, but appreciate you on here. But other than that, we out, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your weekend. Good
stuff to
holidays.
Copy a Christmas gift or something, man. Give to your lady, to your kids.
Right.
You know,
and please support Small Business Saturday by supporting the black business.
Yeah.
Do that, too.
TheBlackAmp.com.
Here we go.
We out. Bourbon on the Rocks podcast, The Black Ampersand. You know.
Yeah.